Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers. Download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. If you would like to connect with me or my caller today, if you would have any questions or would like to make any comments concerning the subject we will be talking about, the telephone number here is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Pastor, Minister Jackie Peterson. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with your real estate needs, with 25 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I'd like to start off my show with a thought for today, and it's titled, Surround Yourself. If I want more roses in my garden, I start planting them. If I want more love in my life, I start spreading it. Surround yourself with what you like by continuously generating it. Okay, you can share that thought with someone else, or you can contemplate on it yourself. I thought it was quite inspiring today. Okay, in lieu of the kickoff of Black History, it took place at King's Temple Apostolic Church Sunday past, which would have been the 26th or the 25th. Let me see. 23rd. No, that's February, I'm sorry. 26th of January. In lieu of that, I have been reading some of the oratorical contest winners for April 2019. His name is Isaiah Gatson. I am a man with a legacy, a little brown boy for now, with a hunger for peace, love, and equality. And Dr. King's movement showed me how. This is reading from Dr. Martin Luther King. It took place February the 2nd. Dr. and Mrs. King spent a month in India studying Gandhi's techniques of nonviolence as guest of Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. Dr. King, I know that love is ultimately the only answer to mankind's problems. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., where do we go from here? Address, August the 16th, 1967. I know many of you have heard about the passing of basketball legend Kobe. What is his last name? Bryant, I think it is Kobe Bryant. Many people he inspired with his life and with his technique of ball playing, and not only that, how he has inspired many youth, including his daughter who passed away with him. Our love and our prayers and thoughts go out to the Kobe Bryant family. And we thank you for letting him be a part of each and everyone's lives in the United States and across the world. I'm sure he was an excellent player. All I've heard about him was good. So once again, we send out our prayers and our thoughts and our love for his loved ones, those who were so inspired by the game he played. Okay, so my caller today, her name is Alma Parrish. She should be calling in just a few moments. It's going to be a telephone interview. I will not be able to take any calls, and I'm sorry. And I know that I did share with you the telephone number if you have any questions or comments, but we will be on the phone. It still will be live interview. And Alma, she volunteers for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and she has a lot to say. She wants to give her testimony and some other things that are coming up as far as the events that will be taking place soon here in Marion, Ohio. Also coming in March, this is an early shout out, Masters Urban Farmers. They have been working with the community and different churches about springing up gardens for the community to not only take a part of, but to be able to participate in the growing of food and getting the ground ready and things like that. Maybe even future things would be about learning how to can or preserve, you know, what you grow in your garden. And hopefully, you know, this concept will go throughout our city. Because as we know, a lot of foods are being called back because some kind of fungus or whatever is on, like the fresh produce or tomatoes or lettuce, which we've heard a lot of that. And sometimes even chicken and hamburger has to be recalled for certain reasons. So, plus, it's something that if a disaster happens and we just need help doing this or need to do this in the future, we would know how. So those of you who would like to be a part of that, please contact Mays Community Temple at 801 Bennett Street here in Marion, Ohio. Also, we had one of the representatives here on the show yesterday. I'm trying to say Kimberly, but that is not her name. Whitney Gurman was here, and she shared her enthusiasm for having the garden. She's very souped up about it and very inspired. And if anybody wants to know how to contact her, her OSU extension is at 740-223-4040. Again, that's a Master Urban Farmer about gardening. Isn't that exciting? Hopefully some of you are excited about it. I am. I remember my parents had gardens, and they worked hard in those gardens, but the produce, what the garden produced was great, and it lasted for years, especially canned tomatoes and peaches and pear preserves and things like that. They really put a lot of hard work in it, and jelly. And those jars, was they would last for a long, long time. So you won't go wrong. It won't be in vain. So be encouraged to possibly be a part of the urban garden, urban farmers. That means citywide. Okay. All right. And don't forget the thought for today. Surround yourself. If I want more roses in my garden, I start planting them. If I want more love in my life, I start spreading it. You know, it was just one of those days today where I didn't feel especially excited, or probably didn't even walk around with a smile on my face. It was just something in the air today. Have you ever had a day like that when you just really didn't know what to expect? Or you just feel gloomy? And guess what? We haven't had any sunshine in Marion, Ohio in days, and probably won't have any sunshine until maybe this weekend. And today is Tuesday here. So sometimes you feel kind of gloomy. And sometimes there are just so many things happening so fast that you cannot wrap your mind around it. I know I have a hard time doing that. But be encouraged. There's always a silver lining in the cloud. There's always a better moment, a better day. And the sun does come out. And when it shines, boy, doesn't our faces and our countenance light up. And we feel so good and energetic, and we really want to get out there and do our best throughout today. Wow, what a feeling. The sunshine on your face, shining through your windows at home, you know, maybe touching your skin or your face, your hands or your face while you're driving. There's nothing like sunshine. And we all need to know how to create our own sunshine when it's dark and gloomy outside. Wow. how much better we would feel on a rainy day, spitting a little bit of rain here, a little bit of snowflakes over here, just little pellets of sleet, and no sunshine. But you know, God is our sunshine. Sunshine, our only sunshine. It should be that way. And He does make us happy when clouds are gray. That was a positive thought. And you know what? Just saying that little bit, which is a lot, put a smile on my face. What about your face? And I'm still waiting on my caller to call in. Hopefully it'll be any moment now. Oh, 4:20. But until that time happens, let me try to entertain you with some other thoughts that may be on my mind. Don't forget that this is a new year, and not only a new year, but a new decade, 2020. This is still January 28th. Happy New Year is still in order. And Happy New Year to those of you who may be new listening to A Voice of a People on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. I'm inspired for the new year. I did not make any New Year's resolutions, but I do want my eyes to be more focused and my ears to be more keened or tuned in to what's going on around me. I don't know how you feel, but I feel like sometimes it's like I'm like nonchalant and I just go about my way each and every day and not really thinking about what's going on. Or it's like a mechanical. You know, like if you have a robot and you turn the, it used to have a little gadget when we were growing up, those type of robots that would walk across the floor. They would slide one leg at a time and their arms would go left and right along with the legs. Do you ever feel like that? Yeah, you have a purpose. Yeah, you have work to do. You have your children to take care of, you know. You may have to go to the grocery store today. You may even have to do your laundry today. You know, we do have things we need to get done during the day. But how do you feel about doing those things each and every day? Sometimes do you feel like it's just mechanical, you know? The alarm goes off or you get up on your own. And all that is because God has favored us and graced us. And He decided, okay, this is another day that they can get up and open their eyes and be about their day. But is that fulfilling enough? And I thought this morning, you know, I tried to do my devotion, which I try to do every morning. But it's like I think I'm getting up too late to do that devotion. Get out my Bible. Sometime I use Daily Bread or BeliefNet may send me something, you know, about faith, or and I would do that as a devotion, or even Streams in the Desert. And it seemed like this morning I turned on the TV first. Why did I do that? Because I do like some of the evangelical preachers or ministers, Joyce Meyer sometimes, Creflo Dollar sometimes Joel Osteen, and I get an inspiration from them. But it was sort of like, okay, I started in. First of all, it took me a minute to get myself together to wake up. Then I turn on the TV and start listening to that. I want to see what Joyce Meyer's got on, what I got in my closet that might come close to what she has. I do not have her budget, okay? But anyway, then one thing led to another. Then the phone starts ringing. So where am I at now? Okay. I'm half-heartedly doing my devotion. And sometimes just that little bit of time with God in the morning before the busyness of the day makes all the difference. Makes all the difference. And it seems like because maybe I didn't get that in, it's been really, really gloomy for me today. So let's hope that that doesn't happen to you. So let us be more mindful about the things of God and how He can uplift us and help us to feel good each and every day that He graced us with to wake up. Yes. Okay. I just wanted to share that with you because I know maybe many people do a thought for today, like I started my show with, and maybe you do a devotion every day, or maybe you have prayer partners that you pray with, you know. But I want 2020 to be different. I want it to be so fulfilling in I want my life to be a little bit more fulfilling. I want to have more gratification for what I am doing and more thankfulness, you know, and not take things for granted. Like, okay, this is what I have to do. I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to go home at the end of the day, slump on the couch, maybe have some dinner, and go to bed. No, I want my life to be more fulfilled. I want to feel like I'm being more fulfilled each and every day. You know, so my children bought me a Fitbit for Christmas. And the goal was at first 10,000 steps. And I was half-heartedly going through that, trying to do my 10,000 steps. It started out for 3,000, 4,000 or whatever, because I'm still lazy, okay? So then I decided, why did they buy me this Fitbit? So I could get active, so I could move, and I wanted to move. But it took me a minute to get motivated. So now, since after I got the battery all charged up and everything, I think I placed it on my wrist September the 28th, somewhere around there, 27th, 28th. Now I'm up to almost, I did 13,000 steps yesterday. Isn't that great? Yay! Okay, and now it moved the ante up. Now it says 15,000 steps. So that means I got to get a little bit more busy or get up a little bit more earlier so I can get those steps in. Not only that, my devotion in, my time with God, which helps me each and every day, helps inspire me to go another step, you know, to do another good deed for someone else, you know, to help inspire me and move me in a way I need to be moved. We all need to be moved. Don't you want something different for your life? Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Alma, I need you to call the phone number. Did you get it? 740-383-9944. Okay, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye.
Let's get Alma on the right page here. I think maybe she did not read her message. Do you like it when people send you group messages and then single messages and then you think you're on the group message or single message and you got it all messed up? I think that's what happened. All righty. Soon she gets this number, she will be calling in. We are so excited that Alma is ready, and we are ready for her. Shouldn't take but a minute. All right. I now have a smile on my face, and it's probably been the first smile I put on my face all day. Just thinking about the sunshine and who the sun represents. Okay, here she comes. Caller? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. This Alma?
I'm sorry, can you speak a little louder? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, you are? Okay. Let me see what I can do about that. Can you hear me a little better now?
A little bit.
A little bit? What about now?
About the same.
About the same? Let me turn this up a little more. What about that?
No, I don't think it's changed any. I've got you up close to my ear. I'll try to hear. Hard of hearing. Hello?
Hello, Alma. Can you hear me better?
No.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but we'll go on with our interview. How are you doing today?
I am doing better today. Thank you.
Well, that's good. That's really good news. And I'd like to start the show off with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Your name, age, a little bit about your family, your background, just a little bit.
Okay. Well, my name is Alma Parrish. I am a widow as of 2016. I have 3 grown children and 15 grandchildren.
Ooh.
I am at this point I do not have a good news club of my own at this point. I live on a farm. I have 1 goat and 10 cats. That's about all I can think of about me.
Okay, well, you may think of something, you know, as we go on with our conversation. And I know that you used to be a lead teacher for CEF, and how did you become interested in CEF, and could you tell us what CEF stands for?
Yes. Well, about 10 years ago, I went to a science auction luncheon at Cornerstone Alliance Church. It was a sound evangelism luncheon, and I do not know how I got invited to that, but sometime during that time, either Cheryl Lee or Mike Todd asked if anybody would be interested in taking the CEF training, or if not want to do that, at least pray for CEF. So I opted to pray, and I prayed for about a year, and asking God if he wanted me to be a leader or not. I felt that he was telling me that he wanted me to do that. So I went through the training, and I will tell you, the training really changed my life.
Amen.
Because for the first time in my life, I learned how to share Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I have done other trainings, but nothing compared to what I learned in Child Evangelism Fellowship. And God also put in my heart a great desire for sharing Jesus Christ with boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
So with Child Evangelism Fellowship leadership, went to North Union Elementary School, and
where's that located?
We got the first club set up ever at North Union.
Where's that located? North Union. Is that the name of the town?
No, it's in Richwood, Ohio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the school system.
Okay.
So, for about 9 years, I taught there. And some of the ladies that were working with me, I encouraged them to take the training, which they did in 2018. And in 2019, I felt God was moving me to begin Good News Club in Marysville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned North Union Elementary over to the 3 ladies that had taken the CEF training.
Okay.
But so far, We have not been able to get into Marysville. We took a long time to find helpers, and then when we finally found places we could do the Good News Clubs, mm-hmm. no children. So, not sure what God's doing there. I do know God loves children.
Oh, yes.
And it's on his heart for these children to know him. I got a text from Mike Todd a couple of weeks ago, and he suggested maybe a five-day club this summer. And I'm praying about that and thinking maybe in one of the parks in Marysville we may try it.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
See what God has for that.
Right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, CEF, you mentioned Child's Evangelism Fellowship. What is that? How can you put that into words?
Child Evangelism Fellowship, it's reaching boys and girls all over the world. It's international. And, oh my gosh, I get the newsletter from CEF headquarters. Mm-hmm. And I am just astounded at the thousands of boys and girls who come to Christ all over the world. It's just amazing.
That's true. So what is the Good News Club? Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure. A Good News Club is a fun time to be with boys and girls. I'm maybe a little different than other Good News Clubs. We have that freedom as long as we use child evangelism material. We have a Bible lesson, sing songs. We try to teach scripture. I try to encourage children to learn scripture because there may be times in their life when things are not going so well, and just recalling scripture just really, really helps ease the mind. And at North Union Good News Club, we had a prayer time, mm-hmm. and the children learned to pray. And that was a really wonderful experience. That was not of my part. That was two of my leaders actually, mm-hmm. that came up with that. And kids today are still sharing their prayer concerns and praying for one another. Love doing games with the kids. That's probably between teaching the Bible lesson and playing review games, that's probably my favorite.
Okay. Why do you think we have Child's Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club in Marion, Ohio?
Yes. I am helping Janice with her club on Wednesday afternoons, and that was a great experience last Wednesday, and mm-hmm. looking back, forward to being back there tomorrow and through the end of April, unless God tells me something else.
Okay. And how can you encourage others to participate? Or maybe even, like the Lord says, compel them to come in to help.
Yeah, I have shared with a number of different ladies. I just encourage them that it's the greatest experience they could have. But I do tell them that they have to have a love for boys and girls. And if they don't, then I don't think they should be in Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right.
Because that's the whole key to child evangelism, is reaching these boys and girls. And if they don't have a desire to you know, just be there and encourage and love on these kids.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the way I encourage people if they want to see if they might be interested.
Right. So those of you who are listening to Alma Parrish at this moment, she's encouraging you, if you love children, maybe you would be interested in being a teacher or a helper for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, which is right now in the Marion City Schools after-school program. And there seems to be a big event coming up, Alma. Could you share a little light on that?
Well, I'm not sure which one you're talking about, Linda.
The one, the spring event.
Silent Auction.
Silent Auction.
And, luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's March 7th. And can I share with anybody out there that are able to come? It's a great, I just love our silent auctions and luncheon. It's a lot of fun bidding against people. And I found out last year, my daughter and I were bidding against each other.
Really?
And then at the one in Kenton last fall, I found out my daughter-in-law and I were bidding against each other. We won both bids.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We had a great time setting up for it. And putting things out, and I would encourage people if they have any thing that they would like to donate that is in great shape, or purchase anything, to be sure and do that. And also, we have table sponsors. It's only $100 a table.
And how many does a table seat?
They seat approximately 8 people.
Okay.
Sometimes we only set up 6 at a table. People, last year we had, you could purchase a table and just get people there to that. So that's another possibility.
Right, and we've been doing this every spring for the past, since 2010, 2011?
This will be my 10th year.
10th year, okay.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years, and that's great, and it is a good time. Usually good food, excellent food.
Oh, my gosh, it's really a dinner. They call it a luncheon, but you get the whole works for only $10.
Donation. So, that's right, $10 donation, and it
and
varies.
It's all good food.
Yes, and it varies from what cream chicken sandwiches and sloppy joe sandwiches, pulled pork sandwiches.
Yeah.
Green beans.
Desserts,
yeah. Mac and cheese.
Potatoes, veggies, or salad. We had salad.
Yeah, and salad. Right. That's true. Cake, pies, cookies for dessert. And coffee.
Yeah, there are all kinds of desserts donated.
Yeah, it's really a fun time. Really a fun time. And even as the auction is concerned, we even have baked goods to be auctioned off. And
that is so true. I try to bake some pecan pies for the auction.
Right.
This year I'm gonna make some buckeyes.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I haven't had any of those in a long time.
Yeah.
I had to pick up one of those.
Well, you'll have to come and purchase some buckeyes, Linda.
Well, it is my intention of being there, yes. I usually am at the one that's held here, Marion. I think I've been to the one in Kenton twice, and that's the fall of the year that we have it there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So, this silent auction will take place once again March the 7th, 2020, at Cornerstone Alliance Church. And this is State Route 4 South in Marion, Ohio. Early bird bidders.
And it's from
10:30
to 2. Actually, the doors are open at 10:30. The auctions start at 11.
Okay, until 2. Yeah. And don't forget, it's a $10 donation, those of you who are listening and may be interested. The silent auction has taken off. Seems like there's many, many silent auctions going on throughout our city anymore. But I remember the first time I ever heard of it was through Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and it was from what we had put on at Cornerstone Alliance. And maybe that's because, you know, I don't really frequent in those circles as far as auctions are concerned, but I experienced it. I enjoyed it. I loved it. And also, some of the children are there.
Yes, it's Janice is really good at bringing in some of the children to sing some of the Good News Club songs. And usually most of them are from Janice's Good News Club. They do a great job, and everybody enjoys watching and listening to the children.
Yeah, sure does. And she's our missionary now in Marion, Ohio, right? Janice.
Yes. Are you speaking of Janice?
Yes, she's our missionary here in Marion, Ohio from
Yes, she's CES. Doing her training for that.
Yeah, she's good.
Yes, she is. She's wonderful with
yeah,
the kids.
She is real good with them. Yes, and is there anything else you want to plug in?
No, I know we have a missionary coming, but I can't remember from what country. And that's, I believe, in April.
Yeah, that's in April.
Do you have the stats on that, Linda?
We will be having another show on that.
Okay.
But if anyone is interested in purchasing tickets for the silent auction here in Marion, Ohio, it will take place March the 7th, 2020 at Cornerstone Alliance Church. The donation is $10 for your lunch. Auction is free. And remember, Alma says that it begins at 10:30. The doors are open and it's over at 2. The number and person contact is Cheryl Lee. Her telephone number is 740-262-0939 if you're interested in getting any tickets for maybe yourself, your family, or maybe even sponsoring a table. Any business that may be interested in that, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. So, Alma, you take care of yourself. I'm so glad you called in. You knew I had been trying to get you in here last year.
I know. And I just get really nervous with these things, Linda. But thank you so much. You made it much easier than I thought it would be.
That's what a lot of people say. You know, they be nervous. But I usually tell people, well, no one can see you. That was my thing, you know, and that helped me a lot. You're just really listening to my voice.
Yeah.
But I understand. But I'm glad that you weathered that storm and you called in. I was sitting here waiting. I'm like, call, you know. But you finally came through, even though we had little technical difficulties here. But that's okay. Things like that happen, even on TV, right?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I am so inspired by you. You didn't give us your age, though. Cheryl thought it was very important.
I am 81.
81. And she was a lead teacher for 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
She thought
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Love the kids.
She thought that would be inspiring to other people who may think that they may be too old to get out there with the young, you know, with the students.
Oh, never too old. Nope. If God calls you, get out there and do what God asks you to do.
And that is to go in the hedges, in the highway, and compel people to come into the kingdom, because every day we're a little closer to Christ's return than we were the day before.
Yep.
And he wants his kingdom to be full, and I surely hope so too. Well, Alma, you ready to hang up or?
I'm ready to hang up, Linda.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
God bless. Uh-huh. And bye-bye.
Well, that was Alma Parrish, lead teacher
Well, she was. She's helping out now. But she, for 10 years, she was the lead teacher at North Union in Ridgewood, Ohio, at an elementary school. And she had a pretty big class there. And we had taken training together once a few years back. And I was kind of surprised that she was there. But, hey, she hung in there. And she's been very fruitful in her work. And like I said, she had a pretty large class. And those of you who may be thinking about it, you know what? If we are living in the last days, and if you really believe that, or you think that because of what is the things that are happening on the earth, this is the day. This is the day to be in the hedges and the highways and the byways and compelling people to come into the kingdom of God. People are dying every day without Christ. Why? Because maybe the church or maybe the Christians are too busy, or maybe think they won't be effective, like Alma said, through CEF, Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and their training. She felt more comfortable and confident about leading children to Christ. They just make it so simple and so plain. And along with the lessons and the song and the prayer, you know, it's like a no-brainer. And as you go through the lesson, they teach you how to offer them Christ. And we need to be able to offer Christ, not just to the children, not just to our closest friends, but those that we don't know. And we have to be comfortable with that. God did not save us for ourselves. He saved us so we could help others to be a part of the kingdom of God. Because that day is coming, whether we believe it or not, whether we see it or not. It's coming one day. Who knows when? Goes to, you know, we have our doomsday prophet here. He won't be on till next month, but every day. Things are happening so fast around us, you can't even blink your eye before there's another catastrophe, another accident, or another terrible storm has torn up a country or an island, or boats in the water catching on fire. Nobody can get to them in time. And, you know, just horrendous things happening in the earth. Time after time, event after event. Different places that you wouldn't even expect some of these catastrophes to be happening, just like the fires in Australia and the animals that were harmed and endangered, and how people had to go there and help with that catastrophe. The fires in California every year, they keep to be getting bigger and worse, and the loss that people are going through, losing their homes and all their belongings because they can't get out fast enough. And the wind drives fire. It drives it really, really fast. And a lot of times you can't keep up with it. They even had airplanes dropping tons and tons and tons of water on that fire. And it just seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But I read today that Kobe, the superstar basketball player who passed, was a man of faith. And that so comforted my heart. We don't want anyone to leave this world without knowing Christ. Because the day you give your last breath, your fate is sealed. There's no changing it. There's no turning back. It's sealed. So we don't want anyone living this earth without knowing Christ or have heard the gospel. Why Christ came here. He came to save that which was lost. And we were lost until he came. He lived. He died. He was buried for 3 days and he rose again on the third day, and he's alive now and forevermore. A lot of people don't believe that. Well, you know, that's some kind of superstition. But if you believe that, and he is touching your heart today, all you have to do is say, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you came here to this earth and you died just for me. And I am asking you to forgive me of my sins. Blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. Live your life in me. If you believe that, and I pray that many of you who have heard this program believe that, because it is a fact and it is truth. And I know there may be many people out there that might say, well, how do you know it's true? You haven't seen God at any time. Well, I know he said, I talked to Moses face to face, and he has left his word here called the Bible. Holy scriptures inspired by God. He moved in men to write exactly what he wanted said. Thank you once again for listening to the show today, A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you so much, Alma, for calling in and sharing your experience with us, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry?
Well,
there's donuts. There's a whole box of.
No.
There's orange juice. There's coffee.
No. I got a friend now.
There's
I
bring her over. There's a T-bone steak and.
Charlie, you know what you're gonna get? Five fingers.
Well, we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend, and we have the question. So you don't know it, right? You don't know. But I wish people would give them a really big hint,
okay,
so they'll call it.
Let's see. It's not Sandusky.
Yes, it is.